Thank you very much for the privilege to talk to you this evening, Coach. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. We are very fine right here. Just looking forward to how things could be better, you know, for ourselves and also for our country. I'm sure you've been following the development in Nigerian football. You yourself being a very important figure in Nigerian football. I know you must have heard, you know, the appointment of a new Super Eagles coach for Nigeria. First, what do you feel about this? Do you think it's the right time to sack Coach Ganatoro?
Well, Bumi, to be very honest to you, I don't like to talk about coaches because I personally also am a coach. And the good thing is that the people in charge of our football in Nigeria that have taken the decision, probably they know the reason why they took the decision. But whatever happened, you know, our football is bigger than individual. And the most important thing is how we can, you know, move the game forward, how we can be able to overcome the previous success. In terms of going to the AFCON, we have won it 3 times. And when you look at our pedigrees when it comes to the game, we expect to, you know, to have won it more. But unfortunately, it has never happened. But of course, that gives you the room to continue to grow, to continue to develop your team, to continue to be in a position to compete. Well, if it is the right time to, you know, to change the coach, if it is not the right time to change the coach, it's very difficult to predict. In modern football now, or not only in modern football, in football now, I think decisions sometimes, you know, have been taken and then people find it very difficult to accept. But whatever happens, I think our football is bigger than individual. We just have to see how we can, you know, put our football to the place where every one of us is expecting our game to be, where everyone is expecting our national team to be, where everyone is, you know, is hoping that we could be for the betterment of the game, for the betterment of the generation that are coming up in Nigeria.
Mm. Coach, your former colleague, you know, has been appointed in the interim, Augustine Egwuavoen. What do you think about this? How do you see him in terms of his ability to tinker the Super Eagles?
Well, it's not about how do I see Augustine's ability. I think his ability should not be questioned. We shouldn't forget so soon that this is someone that also played the game. And he also an AFCON winner. When he talk about the AFCON in times of going to Cameroon to do something. And also, we shouldn't forget also that he has coached the national team before. And he gave us a bronze medal in Egypt, if I'm not mistaken. Hmm. Well, the mandate has given to him to lead us in this short period of time. Of course, every coach would like to have that long period. That will give you the possibility, you know, to assess your team from a holistic point of view. But like I said, sometimes things happen, and you only take those that are courageous and you take those that are bold enough to move things forward. You know, I wish him very well. He's my colleague, and he's somebody that, you know, very sound when he talk about the game. And presently, and he is the technical director of Nigerian Football Federation. Well, I think for me personally, I have been saying it. When you look at the world, all over the world, where the game is going, the way the game is going in terms of people developing themselves, I think every country is developing their coaches. And if we're having one of us there, I think it's a very good thing. And we pray that and hope that, you know, they will be in a position to be able, you know, to steer the ship to the promised land. And then that will pave a lot of way for other Nigerian coaches that are also coming behind them, and that will pave the way for the next generations that are coming. Bumi, we have to believe in ourselves. We have to invest in our coaches. We have to invest in our players. If we want to win the World Cup, if we want to win the AFCON, not just because we are talented. Football has gone just beyond you are talented. There's a whole lot of factors that makes a player to be perfect player. There's a whole lot of factors that makes a team to be perfect team and be in a position to compete and win the objectives and the plans that they have for themselves as an individual, as collective, and as a team. So if Austin is there, all what we need to do is to support him and make sure that, you know, at the end of the day, he will be able to, you know, to achieve his success and achieve the objective that has been set for him.
A lot of Nigerians before the appointment, you know, were rooting for you, most especially because of your affiliation with some of the players. A lot of the players currently playing for the Super Eagles, players that have played for you at the junior national team. Did the NFF or the sports ministry contact you in any way for the vacant Super Eagles job when it was vacant?
Well, Bumi, nobody contacted me. Of course, I've been following, like you said. All what I saw was online, you know, comment or online reading. But, you know, what I will say is I'm grateful to Nigerians. I think it's very difficult for to see people believe in you, to see people believe in your ability. And I'm grateful to them, you know, for believing in me. I'm grateful for, you know, for hoping that I will be there. But, well, today we are not there. Whomever that is there, we have to support him. And we hope one day I will have the opportunity to be there, and I hope to do the best I can. You see, I have always said it, and I keep on saying it. It's not just about coaching the national team. I think football has gone beyond just, you know, assembling players and then everybody running around. Football is beyond that. And the important thing is whenever I'm given the opportunity, I pray to have the wisdom, to have the capacity, to be in a position to be able to resolve the doubt that the players will be having. In the tournament that that will be taking place in Cameroon, every team that are participating in that tournament, they all have important players. And what we actually single-handed at every team is about their tactical approach in terms of having the ball and not having the ball. How are they able to manage the game to their own advantage? How are they able to neutralize the opponent not to be able to play? So all those things, you have to look at it from a holistical point of view. But I'm very, very grateful to Nigerians, you know, for believing in me, for having that belief in me that I can turn things around. Well, today we are not there, and I think maybe that's the way the good Lord wants it to be. But whomever that is there, I think we have to support him. And I pray and I wish Ekwabo the very best of luck in this tournament.
All right. Coach, there is this news that you were approached for the position of the technical director at a point that you rejected it. How true is it?
Well, Bumi, I didn't reject anything. I think sometimes, you know, people talk about you behind, but it's good I set the record straight, you know. It is true that I was appointed, and Pinnick in question, he spoke to me. And I spoke to him, and I told him, well, Nigeria comes first, in as much as I'm engaged in Egypt with a team. But things has to be done professionally. I'm engaged in Egypt, and my country wants me. I cannot just walk away from my country. I have to seek the consent of those that brought me to Egypt, and which is eventually what I did. And at the end of the day, the president told me, because when Pini called me and he told me about the technical director, I told him no problem. And we were in times of talking about it, but the reality remained. And I told him, you know, I'm on contract. I have to discuss with the president of the club and to get his consent. And unfortunately, the president was not around at that particular time. He traveled to Dubai. And when he came back...
Hello, coach. Oh, okay, sir. So I don't know if you can take the question again. Like, we were told that you were approached for the then vacant position of the technical director, that you rejected it. How true is this?
Well, Bumi, I didn't reject anything. I was called by Pinnick that he wanted me to be the technical director of Nigerian football, which I told him, okay. But I have to discuss with the club that engaged me in Egypt, that I'm on a contract, that I have to discuss with them, and I cannot just walk away from the team. And which eventually I did. I discussed with the club president, and then they told me that if I want to go, that there is a certain amount of money, which I don't want to mention in my class, that I have to pay it. But I need to stay, and I discussed it with Pinnick that look at the plans that the president is saying that they don't want me to go. So if somebody is coming out to say I turned them down because they offered me a job, and that's the reason why they are not giving me the Super Eagles job. I think we are too big to be cooking stories and talking negative things in people's back. When Pinnick called me, I was on a contract in Egypt. It's not that I'm not in a contract. And I have to follow the due process, professional manner to resolve the issue. I cannot just walk away from the club where I am in Egypt. And that is exactly what I did. Well, if they feel that I turned them down and that's the reason why, well, there is nothing to talk about the issue for me. There is nothing to argue with anybody. Like I said earlier, our brother whom is there, Iwabo, I wish him well and I pray he will have a success. When the time comes, if God wants us to be there one day, we'll be there to serve Nigeria. We are not there just because we're coaching ourselves. We are there to serve Nigeria. We have served Nigeria as a player with all honesty and dedication and hard work. And when the time comes now, we are now into coaching. If it please the Lord that we are going to serve Nigeria again, we will serve Nigeria. That's the way I see issue. But for somebody to come out and start spreading rumors in Nigeria that they gave me a job, I turned them down. I think it's a little bit unprofessional for people to start talking such a thing. Well, I don't need to jump into issues and start arguing with people. You know me very well, and that is my approach and my thought. It has always been professional, and things has to be done in a professional way.
Okay, Coach, let's jump back to the Super Eagles. I know the joy of you know, because you have won the Nations Cup before. You know the joy it brings to Nigerians. We have barely 3 weeks before the start of the Nations Cup. Is the time enough? Is there enough time for Eguavoen to be able to make an impact at AFCON?
It is very difficult for one to say the time is enough, the time is not enough. But of course, from a holistical point of view, like I said earlier, every coach will like to have enough time. And when you talk about enough time, it's in terms of having enough time to, you know, to assess your players from holistical point of view, from tactical point of view, to technical point of view, to individual point of view, and also to collective point of view. But of course, the circumstances that warrant Eguavoen to be where he is today, I think he has to be a man enough and then to assume the responsibility. Bumi, we cannot continue to in our approach in Nigeria or in the world continue to preach a word of fear to people. Of course, if you don't fail, you will never move to the next level. And if you don't fail, you will never know whether you can make it or not. So the important thing now is that, Eguavoen has been appointed, and Eguavoen has to lead the team to Cameroon. What matter now is that I pray Eguavoen will be in a position, to be able to come up with plans that will help the team to succeed. It's not going to be easy. Most of these players, they've been used to their coach almost 6 years with Genaro. And then suddenly there's a turnaround, new coach, coming into the board. But of course, Eguavoen is a Nigerian. He knows the Nigerian spirit. He knows what the public wants. He knows the demand. So I think he's experienced enough, to know how to steer the ship in the tournament in Cameroon.
Okay. Will it be right for Nigerians to demand that Eguavoen should win the AFCON? Can Nigeria win AFCON?
It's very difficult to predict. You can never tell. In football, everything is possible. You can win the AFCON, you might not win the AFCON. But the important thing is it all depends on your plans. It all depends on how ready you are. Not only as Eguavoen, also the players. Because the players also, they have responsibilities. The players also, they are the one playing. Yeah, Eguavoen might be on the touchline. Eguavoen might be the one that select the players. Eguavoen might be the one that put in the first 11 that we play the game. But the players also in question, they all have responsibilities. But like I said, these things has to be worked through. This thing has to be planned. The game plan has to be, worked through in terms of understanding your team and also understanding your opponent that you are going to play. But of course, let us be positive. Let us pray. Let us hope that Eguavoen, we do very well. Because if Eguavoen should succeed, it's a success of Nigeria. And like I have said it, if we don't in Nigeria start to develop our coaches, if we don't start to give our coaches opportunity to grow, well, no matter what we say, it will be very, very difficult for our coaches to grow. So it's true challenges that will make you to grow. It's true challenges that will make you to mature as a person. It's true challenges that will make the team also to become perfect, to be in a position to compete with the rest of the world.
Okay, Coach, do we have players that you think are good enough to win the AFCON? We know Egypt can talk about Salah. Algeria can talk about, Mahrez. Senegal can talk about Mane, Koulibaly, and the likes of them. Do we have players that are good enough, to win the AFCON?
Well, Bumi, we have players. There's no doubt about it. We have players. And the good thing is that most of those players that came from the youth level to the senior level, and most of them are doing very well in their respective clubs. But like I said, club football is totally different from national football, because national team football, in times of, you don't have enough time like club level to prepare these players. But it all depends on what you come in on board as a coach. But if you talk about the player, we have good players. Why not? We have to believe in our players. The players in question, they need to believe in themselves. The players in question, they need to tell themselves that they want to win the AFCON. The coach wants to win the AFCON. No coach will go to any tournament and doesn't want to win it. Everybody wants to win the tournament. Even the least team that comes to the AFCON, they want to win the AFCON. But, of course, it all depends on the preparation of the team. It all depends on the readiness of the team from individual point of view. Well, my prayer is that our key players, we have seen Osimhen, unfortunately, the injury. And I'm reading some other players like Paul also sustain injury. But we just pray that our key players, we be in a good shape. And then I think when you have all your players, I think that will afford you the possibility to be in a position to compete.
Now, before I ask you what you are up to, let me just seek your opinion on this. There are reports that the Nigerian Football Federation are still contemplating bringing in a foreign coach, for probably the World Cup qualifiers. What do you think about this?
Well, Bumi, what do I think? My opinion concerning coaching in Nigeria is very clear. We have to start to develop our coaches. All the coaches in the world, the people that we are bringing to Nigeria to coach our national team, is because their system developed them. And if their system does not develop them, there is no way we're going to hire them. So we need to do the same. We need to start to develop our coaches. I know in Africa, we don't believe in ourselves. With all due respect, not to offend anybody, but we don't believe in ourselves. So when you don't believe in yourselves, it's very difficult for you to even believe to the next person close to you. But it is highly time we start to develop our coaches. And when we begin to develop our coaches, with all honesty, with all dedication, with all seriousness, and then that will afford the coaches also the responsibility to be in a position to be able to do what is being expected from them. But if the federation decide to bring somebody, a professional coach from our side, well, that is their decision. I cannot have any opinion on that because I'm not the one in charge of Nigerian football. But like I have said earlier, and I keep on saying it, even in my death, we have to develop our coaches. We have to develop our players. We have to create a program to be able to develop our coaches. It's the same thing with the youth level, youth football. We have to develop our youth players. Today we have Osimhen. We have all these players. Everybody is happy. But those players, they came through from youth football. So if we don't develop the next generation, when these ones are getting age or they are getting tired, the next one coming, they can be able to be in a position to replace them. So if we don't do all those things, we will never be in a position to compete. That's just the simple truth. Because the football in question is changing, and every day the game is evolving. And the more you prepare your players to the involvement of the game, to adapt to it, I think that will afford your players to be in a position to compete and make the right decision in the field of play.
Okay, Coach, finally, a lot of Nigerians are like, what's Emmanuel Amunike doing right now? For a coach of your repute, someone who played the game and with the little you've also achieved, while coaching, one would expect that you would have had so many offers, to coach teams and not the likes of it. Have you had offers? Why are you not, currently engaged as a coach?
Well, Bumi, it's not that we never had offer. We had offer, but of course, it's not just about coaching. It's not just about jumping into coaching. I think it's important in this coaching world, when you are growing, when as you are going, you are gaining more experience, you are learning more things. Sometimes it's not just about coaching, it's not just about because you are attached to a team. There must be some, you must have an objective, you must have a goal for yourself. And that is whom I am. I don't just jump into coaching because I want to coach. I want to make sure even if I'm coaching, the coaching I'm doing will take me to somewhere. Well, right now I'm not doing anything in terms of I'm not attached to a team, of course. But also, I'm with my family. I have two boys. I have always been away from them, and now they are growing. I have to also be there in times of in their support, in times of their growing and in their education. Well, for now, I'm with my family. I'm doing other this thing. I'm collaborating with FIFA in times of the global summit. Hopefully, I will be in the AFCON as a technical study group member in Cameroon. So we are just doing what we need to do. It's not that because we are not coaching, we are not we are idle. We are doing what we are. We are doing. We are doing some courses also. You know, those of us that attended have our coaching certificate in Europe here. The European Union, there is a mandatory. You have to constantly, you know, do courses to review your coaching course, to update yourself. So all those things we are doing. But it's not something we can just come out and start making noise and start telling people. We are not the type of guys that make noise. We do our things quietly, and we hope we'll get something doing very soon in terms of the coaching.
Thank you very much, Coach. You know, I would have loved to ask you where you think, how far you think the Eagles can go at the AFCON. I don't know if you want to, you know, answer that.
No, I don't know, but I pray. I pray we can go far. I pray we can reach to the final. I pray we can win the cup. I think that will be a positive thing. To the national team, that will be a positive morale, you know, going to play the qualifying series to the World Cup, and that will be a boost to Nigerian fans, people that are, you know, that are very, very crazy when it comes to their national team. Not crazy in a negative way, in a positive way, because they are passionate about the game. They want their team to win. They want their players to do very well. So we just pray, we hope. You know, things has to go well, very well in Cameroon. But also, we must be realistic. The tournament in AFCON now has changed. Before, it used to be 16 teams. Then the last edition in Egypt was 24 teams. Now you are going to Cameroon with you having 24 teams. So the competition is getting much tougher. Many countries also, they've been privileged to have their players playing in top leagues. And their players, that has afforded them the opportunity for their players to be in a position to compete. So it's not going to be easy. So, but being whom we are, being the character that we are, if we can be able to exhibit that and then be cool-headed and work very hard, I think it's achievable.
Thank you very much, Coach, for this opportunity. We totally appreciate it and wish you the best for the future.
Thank you very much, Bumi. Thank you. And many thanks to Nigerians for their belief.